The unsurpassed, penetrating, and perfect truth is seldom met with, even in 100,000 myriad kalpas. Now we can see and hear it. We can remember and accept it. I vow to make the Buddha's truth one with myself. Homage to the Buddha, homage to the Dharma, homage to the Sangha. Well, first I'd like to welcome everybody. It's nice to see you all. And I think we'll have a good retreat. Thank you for coming. We're happy to have you here. Don't exhaust yourself when it's in the warm weather trying to keep up with things. You'll just take it gently. So this is our Shobo Genzo retreat. And some of us come because we love the Shobo Genzo and we read it all the time. Some of us are completely intimidated by it and would like to have some clue as to how to approach this beast. And some of us just want to be here for a retreat and we don't care what we talk about. So there's a whole variety of us here. And I think it'd be nice to do the Shobo Genzo. I haven't studied it greatly. This is the way I was going to get myself to read the Shobo Genzo. I had to lead a retreat. And then I had to make myself, you know, just, okay, you're doing a retreat, you've got to read it. I haven't read all of it, but I read a good part of it. And it gets better and better. So, but some people read it every day, you know. We're going to use Reverend Master Hubert's translation. As you probably noticed, there's a number of copies up in the guest house in the library there, and you're welcome to use them. The pages are a little bit stiff because it's spiral bound, but it's really nice to be able to read if you want to. You don't have to. I'm not giving you homework, but if you'd like to read the chapters we're doing or any other chapters, you're more than welcome. We have plenty of copies, so please feel free if you'd like to. But Reverend Master Hubert's translation is the one I really like. It's downloadable, it's accessible, it's free. And also it's accessible in the way of being more understandable, I think, than some of the other versions. His subtitle was A Trainee's Translation of Great Master Dogen's Spiritual Masterpiece. And that's how he approaches it. It's a trainee's translation. It's written by a trainee for other trainees. And it took him 14 years to translate this work and finish the job, so it was a big opus. And he was our old friend, and so we'd like to use his version. But it's not intended to be a scholarly work, although his scholarship was impressive. It's for training. It's to help us train. It's not to impress us with erudition, but to help us to use it for our training. And that's why I really like it. You can understand things. His introduction is really helpful if you read it, the general introduction, and the little introductions to each chapter. They really help you understand what Dogen's getting at or how the koan system works. There's a really nice explanation of that. And this is Reverend Hubert's view, which is not everybody's view, but it's helpful. And if I can understand half of what Reverend Master Hubert understood of the Shobo Genzo, I'll be more than happy. So I think it's a really nice one to use. He has all these analogies and references that he points out, the codes, as Reverend Master used to call them, ways of describing something, a Buddhist term an analogy. So it's helpful to have those explained because otherwise you don't always know what he's talking about. And it's still, you know, renowned for being hard to understand, the Shobo Genzo. Scholars find it hard, monks find it hard. Reverend Hubert found it hard. It did take him 14 years. Some of the chapters are quite straightforward, and some of them are really difficult, you know. And it can be a little bit intimidating. You might think, well, I'm sure it's great, but I'll read it later when I'm wise, you know. Well, I'm not going to wait till I'm wise. I started reading it now. And that my intention for this retreat is to just make it a bit more accessible, to open it up for us so that we don't just think, well, I'm sure it's nice, I'll read it later. But actually, it's for us and we can read it, make use of it. I'm not trying to paint the Shobo Genzo as some impossible text, but it is a bit challenging in places, you might have noticed. And it's easy to get kind of put off and think, well, I think it's wiser people than me, and I'm sure it's nice for them, but I think I'll leave it be for now. But to open it up for us, for myself and for all of you, to make it a bit more gettable, attable, a little bit more user-friendly, as it were. It's the most important text in Soto Zen, you know. I mean, apart from the Buddha's teaching and all that, in our Soto Zen tradition, the Shobo Genzo stands out as the most, the biggest, the most profound, you know. And so it's nice to be able to become familiar with it and make friends with it, as it were. 96 chapters, you know, vast in its scope, talks about all kinds of things. But constantly, Great Master Dogen is pointing to Buddha nature, the great matter, the unborn, the unseen, however you want to call it. Constantly he's pointing to that. And that the Buddha nature is in all things. We are all part of Buddha nature. Everything is part of everything else. Nothing is separate. Walls and trees and people and dogs and body and mind and demons and celestial beings and karma and delusion and enlightenment, all this stuff, all our states of training and everything. It's all part of one package. There's nothing cut off, nothing unacceptable, nothing left outside. Everything is included, nothing excluded. Which is wonderful, actually. Dogen has this great mind and this great heart, and it comes through all the time, all the time. He's relating everything to everything else. So sometimes it's hard to understand him. He kind of takes off, you know. But it comes back to nothing is separate, nothing is outside of Buddha nature. Buddha nature is what we are. And he keeps trying to help us understand this. And if we kind of have that in mind, it really helps. He's not trying to intimidate us or frighten us or, you know, rage at us. It sounds like he gets, you know, quite warm about that bunch, you know, sometimes. What, you know, different bunches of people he's thinking of. But he has this kind of compassion that comes through also. Meditation. The whole thing is based on meditation. The practice of meditation is your basic foundation of the Shobo Genzo. His very first chapter, Bendowa, which we're not going to study because so many people have talked about it, but it's all about meditation practice, how wonderful that is. It's this straightforward gate to entering the way, which is, you think, yes, you know. And he has this, you know, thing where he has a sort of pretend questioner all full of doubt saying, why should we sit? And he gives an explanation. And why is it the best way? And why should we do this? So that Dogen can explain why meditation is so important and defuse people's doubts about it. You know, why can't we do other things? Well, it's fine to do the other things, you know, chanting and bowing and all those, of course. And meditation is the basis. But not just sitting meditation, meditation in all the aspects of our daily life. In everything we do, there's this coming back to stillness, paying attention to what we're doing. Training is enlightenment. This is another thing. Training is enlightenment. And he says this over and over. And this is kind of a new thing, that the practice, doing the practice, is the practice of enlightenment. We are practicing our innate Buddha nature, realizing Buddha nature, making it real. Doesn't necessarily mean having some wonderful understanding. It's making it real for ourselves. To realize something is to make it real, put it into practice. So you don't have to worry thinking, well, I'm not wise, I'm not enlightened, so I'm dog meat, you know. Because you can get that impression sometimes, but that's not what he means. He's actually trying to help us to know that we actually are part of enlightenment, whether we know it or not. And when we put it into practice by meditating and keeping to the precepts, we are practicing, as it were. We are realizing, making real our Buddha nature, which wants to do that. That's what he's trying to get us to do. Making it concrete, putting it into practice over and over. Ordinary daily life, putting our shoes straight is the practice of enlightenment. We can do that, you know. We're not trying to become something special, just trying to live our life fully, wholeheartedly, here and now, practicing meditation in all the things we do, and in sitting meditation too, keeping to the precepts. So I've tried to choose chapters that are fairly straightforward, that I can partly understand, and that actually clearly help us in our training. Well, they all help us in our training. But some of the chapters that are stand out are, you know, taking refuge in the three treasures. Okay, we can get a handle on this. And to use those ones. Some of his chapters are clearly meant for monks about monastic deportment and the like, and I haven't used those. But we can all derive benefit from some of the chapters that seem like they're just meant for monks. We can all practice paying attention to the details, the little things of life, being mindful, you know, taking care of things, looking after things, being considerate. All those little details of the monastic conduct that you might see, they're straightforward and they're all pointing to paying attention, consideration for others, and so forth. It's not something esoteric. It's not the forms that are important. It's how we use them to train with. It's not that we have to, you know, abide by the form. So I haven't used those chapters because we don't need to go on about how the monks do their mealtime things and all that. Inclusiveness, you know, as I said, everything is part of everything else. Nothing is left out. Dogen is constantly telling us, everybody can train. You don't have to be a monk. He had lay disciples, he had female disciples. All the chapters, no matter what they are, can be there for all of us. You don't have to think, oh, that's just for monks. Because even when he's talking about monk things, we can all derive benefit. They can help all of us. No exclusion, you know. So we've given you a list of the chapters we're going to talk about, whether it's a curse or a blessing, I don't know. As I said, you don't have to read them, but you're welcome to. We won't be going through them line by line. We'd probably be here for months if we did. I'll just pick out bits that seem to be helpful or that, you know, seem good to talk about, and talk about some of those. You might sort of think, why didn't you talk about that one? Why should you use it? Well, just pick out bits that I like and that I think are helpful. And so you're welcome to read the whole thing. The second chapter, Ceaseless Practice, is ceaseless. It goes on and on. It's 61 pages. You don't have to read the whole thing. But it's quite readable, actually. There's some really nice stories of old monks, you know, doing their training. So, you know, if you like to read it, please do. As I said, we have the copies. Sometimes I might just read to you without trying to explain it at all, because sometimes Dogen kind of takes off, you know, and you don't want to kind of pick it apart, but he has this beautiful, poetic way of expressing things, and sometimes he just kind of launches off. And rather than say, what's he mean by this and what does he mean by that, and pick it apart, it's better just to kind of bash off after him, really, and just, you know, just read it. Go through it, let it kind of pour through us or pour over us rather than try to figure it all out. Because you get stuck. I find I get stuck if I try to pick it apart too much. And there's some parts that are helpful to explain and some parts I think it's just nice to read them. I won't drive you crazy with that, I hope. But just some bits, it's just nice to let it pour through and not worry. Not to worry too much about trying to understand everything. The vastness of what Dogen's talking about. You know, he sort of points at something, but it's not this and it's not that, and it might be the other thing, but no, not really. And you don't know where he's going with it. But he's trying to convey the intangibility of what he's pointing to. Because in fact, we don't have to understand the Shobogenzo. What we're trying to do is understand what Dogen's pointing to, which is not quite the same thing. Even if we didn't understand a word he said, but we could understand what he's pointing to, it would have fulfilled its purpose. Because that's the point, not to understand all the words or everything he's trying to tell us, but what's he getting at? What's he trying to show us? What is this bigger picture he's trying to paint for us? What is it that we try to see, you know, through all this? And you can't figure it out with your brain. He's not talking to our little brain. He's talking to the heart. And it's the heart that we use to understand. It works much better that way. So we're going to do that. Try to do it that way. Sometimes Dogen's really clear. Sometimes he's completely obscure, to me anyway. And I don't think I'm alone. So as I said, when he just sort of takes off, don't try to figure it all out too much. Just, you know, it's like he goes bashing through the bushes. We just bash off after him, and then you come out the other end somewhere, and you've got this sort of fragrance of bushes that's rubbed off on you somehow. You have a bit of a sense of it, you know. It's nice. To open up to the Shobogenzo, not to think, I can't understand it. I think we can. We may not understand all of it, but I think, as I said, we can understand some of what Dogen's pointing to, what he's trying to convey to us, the attitudes of mind of training. This is largely what I'm going to be talking about. How we train ourselves, not the nuts and bolts of where you put your shoes, but how we, the attitudes, the mind of meditation, the mind of training. That's what he's trying to convey. And that's what helps us to kind of open up to the whole thing. So that's what we're going to do. So enjoy the retreat. Enjoy the Shobogenzo. It's pretty good, you know. It's pretty good. So I think we'll do okay. And that's it. So as I said, drink plenty of water. It's going to be hot. I'm sorry, but we just do our best. We'll try and keep things cool. And just not to worry. Just enjoy the retreat and be at ease. It's good to have you all here. So, thank you.